Mind the Voting, I want to welcome you to episode 312 of my podcast, Who's Paying Attention? And be honest, I hope this works. I am recording it on my MacBook and voice record because for some reason, GarageBand has chosen not to work on my MacBook, which is very interesting. I guess I should check these things at the Apple Store when I buy them. Oh, that's right. Apple Stores are all closed, which I'll talk about in a minute. But anyway, here I am, live from Florida. I'm in West Palm. Beautiful weather. It's supposed to be 75 degrees today, sunny, which I like. And, you know, it's Florida. So coming to Florida, people always warn you, like, be careful, look out. I don't know. This is my second trip here. I was in Tampa last August. Now I'm in West Palm. People are wearing masks for the most part. That's what I see. Everything's open. Restaurants are open. Indoor dining. There's a gym nearby. The gym is open. Ironically, LA Fitness is open in Florida. I love that. And there's a movie theater that's open. And yes, they have the vaccines. And you know what? The vaccines are going to the richest people. So I think there's just something about that that is just a little bit more American. Yes, the governor of DeSantis, the governor here in Florida, has somehow, they have these pop-up vaccine things, and somehow one of the richest counties in Florida, or not counties, one of the richest enclaves, one of the richest, I guess it would be gated communities or whatever, but anyway, everyone in this community, somehow everyone in there got the vaccine. Now, they also all happen to donate money to the DeSantis campaign, and they're all very rich people. But you know what? I just kind of think, like, that's the American way, right? That's the American way. You pays your money, you get your vaccine. So that's what's going on here in Florida. I feel relatively safe at the club, you know. No, they're not social distancing the audience from what I can tell, but I'm on stage, so I'm social distance from them. And, so that's that. So let's get into it. Let's get into it because I guess the big news is Texas is doing away with all regulations. Texas, the governor says, screw it. I don't care about science. I don't care about health. They obviously didn't care about energy or people dying in the cold. So what the hell? This, I think, just continues to fit their pattern. But he's doing away with no more masks mandated, and all businesses can open effective Wednesday. So, you know, forget about the scientists and doctors that said, you know, this might not be a good idea. I mean, the vaccine is rolling out, but I think only a low percentage of people are vaccinated. What, 7%? It's either 7 or 17. I could look it up. But either way, I don't think that's enough to say just screw the regulations. But hey, it's Texas. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. He's a Republican, and the Republicans got mad at him for setting up mask mandates. Now, Texas is the third most populous state in the country. And it's also what's the biggest red state, and it's third in coronavirus cases, following behind New York and California. So I guess those numbers kind of make sense if you just go by population, like 1, 2, and 3 are 1, 2, and 3. What's going to be interesting is how they handle it for schools. Okay. 5 million public school students. I guess they're on their own. And then what's going to happen with the national chains? You know, national chains like Best Buy and Target are saying that they're going to maintain their mask mandates. I mentioned Apple earlier. Apple closed all their Apple stores. And it's really a shame because they provided such good service. Ooh, boy. But I don't know what happens with private businesses like that. Mark Cuban, the owner of the Dallas Mavericks, said he's not going to change anything. He's following the NBA rules, not the rules of the governor of Texas. I can see a lot of Karens in a lot of Targets in a lot of Texas very upset when they're asked to wear a mask and the governor said, you don't have to wear a mask. So I just found it. Yeah, in Texas. So 7.1% of the 30 million residents of Texas have been fully vaccinated. So yeah, why wouldn't you fully open? You vaccinated 7% of the population. Why not open everything? We'll see. Some are saying that they're doing this just to deflect the attention away from how horribly they handled the cold a couple of weeks ago. And that may or may not be true. But on a nationwide level, the problem with this is that these people will travel. Hell, Ted Cruz is an example of that. You know, he went down to Mexico and then he went to D.C. He hasn't quarantined or anything. So we'll see. And I'm going to talk more about that later. Oh, Lion Ted. You know something? I hate saying Trump was right, but he was right when he called Lion Ted, Lion Ted, because Lion Ted is a lion son of a bitch. Texas is fully open. That's going to be big. You know, Mississippi, Montana, South Dakota. South Dakota I'm going to talk about, too, because Governor of South Dakota, she is a trip. But anyway, they don't matter as much as Texas. I mean, Texas is a hub for American Airlines, right? Which I flew down here, which I may have the Rona. I'm just saying that flight was absolutely packed. It was the woman in the seat next to me was in the wrong seat. She was actually in my seat and she had the nerve to say, we can switch. Like, no, lady, not once you've been in the seat. I'm not switching with you. I don't know you, you know? It's so funny. I had a side note. Let me say something, people. The fact that you know somebody doesn't mean they don't have the virus. The fact that you know somebody who knows somebody, unless that person is a rich person in Florida, doesn't mean a thing. I was doing an outdoor show in LA. I got hit with the triple. This woman walked up to me. She was a comic. She walked up to me. Just walked through the social distance, grabbed me by the arm, right? So touch me, that's two, and then pulled down her mask to talk to me and say, she's a friend of a friend of mine. That's the triple. Why would you pull down the mask to talk? Hi, I'm about to expel air, so let me get this mask out of the way so I can expel it directly on you. I don't know. It's mind-boggling. So anyway, so yeah, that's not... It doesn't mean you can't spread the virus, but we'll see what happens with Texas. Again, the Mississippi and stuff, smaller places. This is a big one, a big experiment, because Texas is a big, highly populated state, and people coming through Texas, like I say, you have American Airlines hub there and all kind of travelers going everywhere, so we'll see what happens. Can we talk just for a minute about CPAC, the Republican cult meeting down in Florida? Yeah, it's a cult meeting. Don't call it anything else. This is how straight up cult is it? There's a golden statue of Donald Trump. They had a golden statue of Donald Trump. What's the best thing about the golden statue of Donald Trump? It was made in Mexico. Can't make that up. The Trump statue was actually made by an artist named Tommy Zegan, and it was made in Mexico in the town of Rosarito. He then took it to Tampa, had it painted in chrome, and then got a U-Haul. That is so fitting to have it made in Tampa, then you get a U-Haul trailer and drag it over to Orlando. And the reason I say that's so fitting, if you've driven Highway 4, between Tampa and Orlando. Let me tell you something about Florida. Florida brags about their cities, Orlando, Tampa, Miami, etc. They don't tell you about the middle of Florida. You drive from Tampa to Orlando, you go through the middle of Florida, and it is Confederate flags and hillbillies. Hillbillies with no hills. There are no hills in the middle of Florida, but they still have hillbillies. So that was very fitting that he would... haul it in a U-Haul. Now he says the statue cost him his life savings of $50,000 and he wants to sell it for more than $1 million. But if he can't sell it, he wants it to go to the Trump Presidential Library. So good luck on that. But this CPAP thing, besides, you know, having Trump there and talk about whatever the hell he was talking about, let's look at Noam, the governor of South Dakota, because, you know, we had Kellyanne Conway talk about alternate facts, and maybe it's some kind of alternate reality. The lies are amazing. So she was one of the big speakers at CPAP. She's a star in the Republican Party. And, you know, South Dakota, no mask. They don't care about the pandemic or anything. But the numbers, what do you say, numbers don't lie? South Dakota, more than 1 in 500 residents have died since the pandemic began. Not caught the virus, died from the virus. They have the highest mortality rate in the country since last July, which, of course, you know, fits, because in August they had Sturgis, the motorcycle rally, 500,000 people with no masks and no precautions. She says it's personal responsibility. She said that the economy tanked not because of the virus, but because of the government. Now, it's interesting on two levels. For one thing, it was worldwide. The economies worldwide have tanked. We've had problems everywhere. But when she blames the government was Republican. Like, Trump was the president. Didn't you see the golden idol when you walked in? How do you do that? We worship the golden idol. I blame the government for the coronavirus economy shutdown, not the actual virus. So just completely, quite simply, and it says in this article, her position is not backed up by facts. None of them are. None of them are. They said that the Sturgis motorcycle rally ended up costing billions in medical care because, once again, these people travel and they go back to their home states and they infect other people. And it's just, they just make it up as they go. And then she, of course, when called out on anything, she says, well, what about fill in the blank? You know how bad it was? Even other Republicans called her out. Even that's crazy. Jim Justice, who, are you kidding? Could you have a more Republican name than Jim Justice? Jim Justice is the governor of West Virginia, and he said in his speech, let's not be another South Dakota. So, you know, it's real. It's real. Wow. I want to talk about my sponsor, and you guys know that I love this company for sponsoring my podcast. BetterHelp.com has been doing an incredible job. BetterHelp.com. Mental health is real. Mental health, the help that people need for mental health issues is real, and BetterHelp.com is there. You know, I'm a big fan of this company. I'm a big fan of mental health care, and listen, you're not the only one, okay? I say this every week, and I will continue to say it, because it's true. People are suffering out here, and, you know, you have so many different things: depression, stress, anxiety. I mean, we're still dealing with the pandemic. It's not over yet. It's getting better. But you also have things that have nothing to do with the pandemic: family conflicts, LGBT matters, grief. And what about self-esteem? Self-esteem is such an important thing. I told you, I've dealt with this myself. Low self-worth, feelings of uselessness, etc., etc. It's okay. You're not the only one. You can get help. BetterHelp.com. It works, okay? Anything you share is confidential. It's convenient. You do it. You can do it through the phone. You can do it online. You're going to be talking to a professional counselor. It's affordable. And we're going to help you. We're going to help you. As a listener, you will get 10% off your first month by visiting BetterHelp.com/Alonzo. Okay, that's the offer. Get help. Talk to somebody. BetterHelp, H-E-L-P Alonzo. 10% off your first month. You get to talk to a counselor. You get to talk to somebody who knows, who understands these mental health things. You will get help. All right. And you don't have to feel, it may not be a depression or anger thing. Maybe you're just in a way of doing better. Get out of your own way. Blow it up. Do it. BetterHelp.com. Definitely worth it. Okay. Back to the podcast. I talked about, about Ted Cruz and Lion Ted. Wow. Like Cruz is just doubling and tripling down on these lies and telling people who he is. You know, I say it all the time. Maya Angelou said, when someone tells you who they are, listen. He's telling you who he is. So now, Ted Cruz in the hearings for Merrick Garland as Attorney General, he just straight out lied. He said that Merrick Garland refused to take meetings and won't answer questions. Well, the truth is, Merrick Garland offered to meet through Zoom rather than in person. I don't know, Ted, maybe because you've been down to Mexico and been traveling without quarantining. But he offered to answer any questions. He did answer over 800 questions. But you know who didn't answer questions? Judge Barrett. When Judge Barrett, you remember her, the handmaid that's now on the Supreme Court. Yes, she refused to answer over 100 questions during her hearing. And then another 150 questions she wouldn't answer on the record. Wow, Ted, you're lying. One more time, but we have history. We have records. There's an internet. And of course, Twitter just destroyed Ted on this one, showing how much he lied. But even funnier, okay, and when I, by funnier, I mean even dumber. Let's look at this Dr. Seuss quote controversy. So the Dr. Seuss Foundation, which is Dr. Seuss's family, which is maintaining his legacy, publishing his books, etc., etc., they're pulling some books out of the catalog because these books have outdated racist images. These books have images of, you know, the old Asian image of the conical hat and the funny faces and images of black people barefoot in grass skirts, etc., etc. So they decided some of these things are outdated and wrong, and they're going to pull them. Books like And to Think I Saw It on Mulberry Street, If I Ran the Zoo, McElliott's Pool, One Beyond Zebra, Scrambled Egg Super, and The Cat's Quizzer. These are the books that they said this is from Dr. Seuss Enterprises. We listened and took feedback from our audiences, including teachers, academics, specialists in the field, and then we worked with a panel of experts, including educators, to review our titles, and they just think it's time to get rid of these because they're old, and that's their right. Now, it's very interesting how the right wing is all upset about this, because these are the same people who are constantly talking about keep the government out of private enterprise. Well, this is a private enterprise that decided to make a change, and they're somehow upset about it and think that they shouldn't be allowed to. Or they could be like this Nimrod Lion Ted. I'm beginning to like saying Lion Ted. Good for you, Trump. Who's just tweeting, he's somehow blaming it on Biden. This isn't Joe Biden. This has nothing to do with the government. This is a private company. This is Dr. Seuss Enterprises. So the idiot's saying, could Biden try to ban my book next? Because a lot of these Dr. Seuss titles went up on the bestseller list because people think, oh my God, they're going to burn The Cat in the Hat and Green Eggs and Ham. Like, no, they're not. No, they're not. So he listed titles like that were going to be banned. None of the titles that Ted listed to be banned are actually going to be banned. But I think the who handled it best, who handled this cancel culture whining of the right wing best, Hillary Clinton had a brilliant tweet. Brilliant tweet. Quote, the party of freedom fries is upset over cancel culture. Remember Freedom Fries? Remember that? When they were mad at the French for not helping in the war in Iraq, and they said, we're not going to call them French fries anymore, we're going to call them Freedom Fries. The right wing, this paranoia about cancel culture, forget about the 90s when they were trying to cancel all of these different companies, that whole religious right movement and all of that. They're mad about Mr. Potato Head. They are upset right now over the gender of a plastic potato. Yes, because it's the company that makes Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head said, you know what, we're just going to call him Potato Head. And you could put on the mustache or the lips of a woman with lipstick or whatever. You do it yourself and make your own potato. And they are highly upset. How good is your life when you're worried about the gender of a potato? When that's your problem, you've won. Life is good when the gender of a potato is what sets you off. Oh, man, it is. Whew. Speaking of this artificial morality, the Archdiocese of St. Louis says the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is morally complicated for Catholics because it had something to do with an aborted fetus. Shut up. Just stop it. Rather than look for to the Catholic Church, and I know there's a lot of good people in the Catholic Church and a lot of good Catholics, but to the politicians running the Catholic Church, because that's what these upper level people are, just clean up your own house, okay? Rather than worry about who gets the vaccine, how about worry about, you know, all the pedophilia and all of that stuff going on in your church, okay? Let's work on that. Leave the vaccines to the doctors. Leave it to science, okay? I know you think life is sacred. What about the lives of those already living, huh? What about helping them? Give some money to charity and shut the fuck up. Sorry, but I just had to. It's enough. This week in racism, which could be an actual feature on anything. At the airport in Minneapolis, white woman went crazy, starts yelling and cussing out people, calling them stupid for wearing masks, blah, blah, blah. Gets in a black couple's face, starts yelling at him, and a cop raced to the scene to rescue everybody by grabbing the black woman. That's right. Crazy white woman yelling, cursing at everybody, going off, blah, blah, blah. Cop rushes in and grabs a black woman. No racial profiling there, was it, officer? Of course not. I'm sure you heard this story about Lady Gaga's dogs, and people are kind of twisted on this one. Lady Gaga has 3 French bulldogs, and her dog walker was shot as some guys tried to steal the dogs, and they ended up stealing 2 of the dogs, and she put up $500,000 reward for the return of the dogs. No real mention of the guy getting shot protecting them. I'm sorry to laugh, but this is just, it's wrong. You could have thrown in $100,000 for him. How about, I don't know, $300,000 for the dogs and $200,000 for the guy getting shot. It seems to have worked out. The guy is going to survive and he's going to recover, and I'm sure she's taking care of him financially, and someone returned the dogs. No word yet on whether or not they got the $500,000 reward or how they found the dogs. But that's the end of the story. But a lot of people are things that make you go, this would be one of those. I hope you get your vaccine. I hope you're safe. If you fly Delta. I'm on American Airlines. This could be my last podcast. I don't know. Who's paying attention? As always, it is you guys. I thank you so much. You know, last night I did my first show here and somebody just yelled at me, who's paying attention? You know, people are listening to the podcast and they're coming out in support. And I thank you all so much. I truly am grateful for it. We got to keep an eye on this stuff. We got to keep laughing. So this week, if you need a laugh, just check Lion Ted on Twitter and see what he's lying about now. And I'm going to work on this tech and hopefully get this podcast to you. Alonzo Bowden, who's paying attention? You are. You're fantastic. Thank you.